This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At a news briefing Saturday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his counterparts from Egypt and Jordan agreed on the need to do more to protect Palestinian civilians in Gaza, but a clear point of division emerged on the question of a possible ceasefire. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Following a meeting in Jordan's capital, Amman, with Blinken and foreign ministers from Arab nations, Blinken held a news conference with his Jordanian and Egyptian counterparts. The Arab nations are calling for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire. Blinken said if the U.S. view a ceasefire at this point would be counterproductive and made clear the furthest he would go would be to support a humanitarian pause to give time for aid to be delivered and for getting civilians out of Gaza. He said a ceasefire would simply give Hamas an opportunity to regroup and repeat its attack from October 7th.
And you don't have to take my word for it. Just a few days ago, a senior Hamas official said that it was their intent to do October 7th again and again and again. No nation, none of us can accept that.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Israel's military struck a refugee camp in northern Gaza on Saturday, killing and injuring several people and destroying homes. The strike was the latest in a series of airstrikes after Israel escalated its ground invasion and encircled Gaza City. Rescuers were working to recover the bodies of the dead and rush the wounded to hospitals. Thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters rallied in London, Paris, and Berlin on Saturday, calling for a ceasefire in Gaza after Iranians took to the streets against the United States and Israel. The British capital saw a large turnout in support of Palestinians for the fourth consecutive week. Police estimated that about 30,000 attended the rally in Trafalgar Square, central London. This